You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric DeSobe here, continuing our 2019 new NLCLA Fellows edition. Gabriella Landeros is here, one of our favorites from the original NLCLA Engage crew, and she's back for more. So let's hear a little bit about what she's up to. Let's get to it. All right, Gabriella, remind everyone where you live in Los Angeles.
Yes, I live in South El Monte.
And San Gabriel Valley. Yeah, San Gabriel Valley. And you've been there since you grew up. What's your status in terms of residency there?
Yeah, I was raised there. I was raised here. Yeah, so this is home for me. I used to live in D.C. for a while, but I was able to return back home, and now I work in Los Angeles. And yeah. I'm also a planning commissioner as well for the city.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the commission stuff. I know we've talked a little bit about it before, but it's still super interesting to us. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up on the commission.
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, I applied. It is an appointment process, so you have to get appointed by the city council. So once I got appointed, I was able to act in advisory capacity to the city council on all matters pertaining to community development. Finishing my second year now, and I'm looking forward to doing it again next year.
And then from when you started to now, what's been the biggest area of growth for you? What do you see yourself being a lot better at?
Definitely management. just managing a team has been something that I definitely learned since moving back to Los Angeles, especially now with my current role now as more management level. So in that sense, I've been able to learn tremendously a lot in that sense.
Yeah, give us a scoop on your actual job, because the commission is something you do not full-time, but what's your actual full-time gig?
Yeah, I'm currently the communications director for City of Los Angeles Councilwoman Nuri Martinez.
And so what are the biggest challenges of running comms for a city council person? Those districts are huge. There's lots of constituents, which I'm sure have lots of praise and never have any complaints or any questions. So what kind of things do you have to run comms on?
Yeah, so I oversee her entire comm shop. So everything from social media to publication of our monthly newsletter. I would say I really think my labor background, coming from the labor world, I was managing, helping and supporting comms with all our union affiliates. So in this sense, working in this role, I'm also serving constituents now. So it's a different different type of population I'm serving. But still, whenever there's any issues that arise in the district, or if there are any community events like community cleanups, I'll support helping do the marketing materials and promoting those type of events.
So what is the secret then to strong constituency services? I imagine people come at you pretty hot with different problems or challenges or things they want fixed right away. How do you massage a lot of those difficult conversations?
Patience and consistency, definitely. You need a lot of patience. I think working in the city of Los Angeles, you get to work with so many different types of people. And if there's one thing I learned is having a lot of patience, being consistent, especially the way you're communicating. Always make sure that if you say you're going to do something, you can deliver on it as well. So also being able to be having others being able to depend on you as well is very important.
And then being in comms, and you mentioned social media that you're in charge of too. Do you see any changes that your city council person wants to make based on some of the newer social media approaches that some of the newer electeds nationally are undertaking? I'm thinking of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and some other folks who've really leveraged Instagram stories or other social media platforms to really, I think, come out with a different and stronger voice in a lot of ways. Do you feel that trickling down to your work, or do you feel your elected brainstorming with you and how they can kind of get in on that? What's your sense of what's going on?
I think electeds are starting to see the value of social media. Before, it wasn't as common. And now today, you're starting to see electeds hiring digital directors and hiring people that solely focus on digital and social media work. I think that's great. That's definitely the direction we're going now. So it's great to see elected officials be open to these new changes and be willing to do Facebook Live, do boomerangs, get in front of the camera. So you're starting to see electeds definitely get more into it. And then they're starting to get into it on their personal accounts as well. So encouraging them to also do it from their personal accounts.
Yeah, I love it. Listen, last thing, what are you most looking forward to in the 2019 NLC LA Institute?
I am looking forward to meeting other people that do not work in politics. I want to be able to learn from different fields and see where everyone's coming from. And also as well, just also learning things that I've never haven't had the opportunity to kind of learn before, such as learning about like fundraising or topics such as education. So I'm really excited to be able to learn from others and meet other diverse folks in Los Angeles.
Well, we're excited to have you. Congrats again. And thanks for hopping on this episode of The Zag. And if you want to hear about the other 19 fellows in Gabriela's class, you can find all those episodes on the social medias and, of course, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. It's always there. Check them out. And we have 100 plus episodes of our regular variety of alumni doing great things in LA. So check it all out. Thanks for listening. Until next time, we'll see you soon.